So Mr. Kurtzinger got 15 years for this, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
How much of it do you think he'll actually wind up serving?
I'm not very sure. You know, our legal system in Kentucky, it gives several options. You know, it'll just be dependent upon several factors. If he was to serve, actually sent to prison for the full 15 years, we have a 20% parole eligibility by our legislature imposed. He might seek to file what they call shock probation that he'd be eligible to seek after serving 30 days. So all I know is he was sentenced to the 15 years and taken into custody today in court.
So what happens now? Is there still, I know there's still one outstanding case, right?
There's one outstanding case that is still pending. And so once that case is resolved, then we will begin to embark upon what to do with the bourbon.
So there's been no decision on that yet, right?
There has been nothing of record decided on that. When the appropriate time on all the individuals' cases have been resolved, I anticipate filing a motion with the court to dispose of the bourbon in a manner consistent with the wishes of the Van Winkles, Buffalo Trace Distillery, and Wild Turkey Distillery.
And they've indicated they would prefer that it be destroyed, right?
I can't comment on that right now.
Okay.
I'll be filing a motion based upon what they have represented to me.
When does Searcy's case, what's the status on it?
It's still pending is all I can say. And, you know, once it's resolved, then all of the defendants will have been taken care of.
Are you pleased this is almost over with now, finally?
Yes. It's been going on for a very long time. The initial search warrant was executed March 11th, 2015, and it's June 1st, 2018. So I'm very pleased to be seeing the end of this road. It's been a case that's been well litigated by defense attorneys has had several substantive motions that have been decided by our judge, Judge Wingate. It is nice to start to see a conclusion in sight.
And this has been a fairly expensive case for the Commonwealth in terms of your time, in terms of everybody's time in actually prosecuting this, right?
In terms of time, I mean, it's had some very serious issues that were, appropriately brought to light and litigated fully. And come to a good resolution. You know, there's been several issues that actually this case gave the apparatus by which they were decided for the first times on their merits. And so to the extent that's assisted our local law enforcement agencies actually quite a bit. But it's been a very important case in many ways. I mean, obviously, bourbon in Kentucky is something that is taken very seriously.
I think that about does it. Anything else you can add I didn't ask about? We've already talked about what he actually pleaded guilty to last year and what he still claims he didn't do, but that's another thing.
Yeah, as I said on that, when it comes to what he pled guilty to, the plea agreements speak for themselves when it comes to that. I think the only thing that I think might want to highlight that you probably wouldn't be aware of is today is the anniversary or the birthday of the state of Kentucky, which I think is very appropriate for the resolution of Mr. Kurtzinger's case. Just our history has been so intertwined since its founding in this state with bourbon and the bourbon industry. And I think now internationally, perhaps as your show, your podcast illustrates, bourbon is world renowned. And when you hear bourbon, you think of Kentucky. And I think more so than even the horse racing industry or basketball, this is what Kentucky has become known for. And so it is one of the great gifts that Kentucky has given to the world through its limestone. It can't be recreated anywhere else. So I think it's a very good day for this to have been resolved and kind of underscores the importance of the bourbon industry and the theft of bourbon. How important it is to Kentucky as a whole.